Our friend Kyle Turpin's with us with Summit Meats in Science Hill, Kentucky. And Kyle, I know we've had a chance to visit with you back in January when we were there with you, but boy, we've seen some changing times since that time. And tell us a little bit about your business. How are things going at Summit Meats through this whole COVID-19 pandemic deal?
Well, things are going okay right now. You know, it's difficult times for a lot of people, and you know, definitely first and foremost, our guys there and everybody working there is, you know, they're frontline workers just like everybody else. They've stayed the course and have kept working hard to get local meats out to people. You know, it's affected our business in a couple ways. It's opened up some avenues for people to try local meats for the first time. When Kroger and these big retailers started running out of meat, it gave people, I guess you'd say, the opportunity to try, you know, local meats for the first time and come to us. And then, of course, when demand got so high, we started running out as well. But it did let us see a lot of new faces come into the door, of the business. On the other hand, you know, with restaurants kind of stopping in their tracks, it pulled a big piece of business away from us. But definitely, it's been interesting. We've lost some and we've gained some, but it's definitely interesting times in the meat business.
You guys still have you been able to run your mobile meat trailer? I know at one time you had your mobile meat market there you were running, or your mobile butcher shop.
Yes, I have quite a bit. Been doing a lot of deliveries. You know, anybody that's, you know, the elderly or people that are at risk, do a lot of deliveries to that group of people. And then now, in the next week or so, we'll be setting up at the farmers market downtown Somerset, and it'll give individuals another avenue to pick up and try some local meat.
You mentioned
on a regular basis.
Another thing, I know you do a lot of custom slaughtering there. Have you seen an increase in people wanting to just purchase maybe a side of beef or things like that, just to maybe they can put in the freezer and store it and not have to worry about the meat supply out there?
Yeah, Alan, it's went through the roof. We're at probably, I don't know, we're probably 400 or 500% on those what we were this time last year. People got nervous, and then, you know, individuals who raised their own beef who were wanting to maybe sell it at a farmer's market or sell it to individuals, you know, those appointments went up as well. So, you know, we're booked way out into next year now on processing. Hopefully we can, in the next 30 days, we hope to do a little bit of expansion on our plant to allow for, to get some more appointments in there. But yes, the processing has been, it's been way up.